And it indeed will lead to more manufacturing jobs, and it will lead to expanded agricultural activity. We have a series of advisory groups here at USDA that provide us advice on trade, and each of the advisory groups dedicated to agriculture indicated potential benefit to agriculture. Until today, we didn't have a specific documented review or study of that benefit, but thanks to the American Farm Bureau, we are prepared today to find out from the Farm Bureau its analysis of the importance of opening up markets for U.S. products in this Asian market. TPP will reduce 18,000 tariffs or taxes on goods and services provided by American companies and American farmers and ranchers. Many of those tariffs that are going to be eliminated or reduced are in or for agricultural products. Across the board, we see benefits to livestock and dairy. We see the impact and effect on our grain and feed industry. Fruits and vegetables have benefited from expanded trade, as has processed products as well.
Farm Bureau released an economic analysis estimating the trade pact will boost annual net farm income in the U.S. by $4.4 billion. Duvall said they are very encouraged by what they are finding in the agreement.
We know that it's important to our agricultural community and farmers and ranchers across this country to be able to open up those markets and let them have access to those markets. And those markets are growing, so we know these numbers are going to grow over the time to come. But we're expecting to see a $5.3 billion increase in agricultural exports, and that means $4.4 billion in the pockets of our farmers across the country.
The report forecasts farm price increases for corn of 5 cents per bushel, a 12 cent per bushel increase for soybeans, 2 cents per bushel increase for wheat, and a 16 cent per hundredweight increase for rice. Cotton prices are not expected to change. However, cash receipts are projected to rise by $21 million. AFBF also predicts price increases for beef at $2.66 per hundredweight, a $2.45 increase for pork, and a $1.45 increase for poultry. Dairy products would also increase, including milk, rising 21 cents per hundredweight. Now, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, TPP will tear down trade barriers and help level the playing field for U.S. agricultural exports to 11 nations across the Pacific Rim. The agreement has been approved by negotiators from the 12 TPP nations. The U.S. International Trade Commission is preparing a formal analysis for the administration, which will formally ask Congress to ratify the deal.